For WKMS News, I'm Matt Markgraf. South Central Kentucky is expected to have 22,000 open jobs in the next 5 years. That's going to intensify the current shortage of workers in the state, an issue that's facing the entire country. One Warren County company saw refugees arriving at the International Center in Bowling Green as the way to get ahead of the competition for quality employees. Rhonda Miller of member station WKYU has the story.
At Trace Diecast in Warren County, the machines are humming. The company manufactures aluminum castings for the automotive industry, mainly engine and transmission components. Quality control team leader Mohammed Jawaid is inspecting some of the parts.
Gauging, so we have to gauge every single part to make sure nothing is bent and that means the part's no good.
29-year-old Jawaid is from Afghanistan. He got a special immigrant visa because he worked as a translator for the U.S. Armed Forces.
I speak Persian, Pashto, Farsi, Urdu, and English.
That gives him the ability to translate for employees from many countries, including Afghanistan, Iran, India, and Pakistan. One of those employees is Naveed Kashif, a die-cast machine operator from Pakistan who speaks Urdu.
Bowling Green International Center ne udhar se Malaysia se UN ne bheja hai.
Bowling Green is a very economical place to stay and very you afford to pay for everything and a good job opportunities.
The opportunities for immigrants are also opportunities for businesses. Trace Diecast president Chris Guthrie says the company decided about 15 years ago to look to the great businesses of America as a model.
The General Motors and the Fords and the GEs, you know, they brought in immigrants and they had great internal programs to train and also do apprenticeship programs. And so we started doing the same thing and really worked with the local refugee center to incorporate new immigrants from Africa. They were from the Middle East. They were from South America and Central America.
Guthrie says training immigrants is an obvious way to confront the national shortage of workers.
In the last 2 years, as it's become really challenging to find people to do industrial work, we've really added more programs to that.
A report by the Bowling Green Area Chamber of Commerce shows there are currently 6,400 vacant jobs in 10 counties of South Central Kentucky. And U.S. Department of Labor data shows there are more than 6 million vacant positions nationwide. Guthrie says Trace Diecast created programs to deal with issues like safety and efficiency that can arise because of language barriers.
So we said, hey, let's start internal programs to meet the challenges of the modern workforce, especially here in Bowling Green. So we started hiring people who were bilingual or even can speak 4 or 5 languages, and then they can really do a lot of internal training as well as supplement that with digital pictures.
Another employee who speaks several languages is 22-year-old Ahmed Ibrahim.
Well, I speak Somali, Arabic, English, and Swahili.
Ibrahim says he translates for employees several times a day.
I have to sit down with them and explain all the equipment, all the supplies they need. I have to break down for them so that they can understand every word.
Ibrahim translates for 20-year-old Matisha Mateso, who's from Tanzania and speaks Swahili.
Unaelewanaje na hii watu mwenye mwongee lugha moja na mwenye mtotoka mahali moja?
Hivyo hivyo tu.
Kama nini?
Tunaongea kunani?
Yeah, she said that the only thing that they, you know, understand each other, it's when they use, you know, the hands and signs and sometimes broken English, and that's how they show each other how to work.
Guthrie says it's helpful if workers in the automotive industry have basic math skills, but there's one quality that's even more essential.
A desire to do great work. We're looking more attitude as much as anything.
Guthrie says the company has 520 employees, about 60% of them, or more than 300 employees at Trace Diecast, are immigrants. In Bowling Green, I'm Rhonda Miller.